This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 338 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're starting a brand new month. Okay, we're done with Bruce Willis. We made it through. We had a great movie and some other ones. And now we're starting a new month, and let's see how this turns out. I think if it's any indication off this first movie, I think we're going to have a good time this month. We're doing a little Jean-Claude Van Damme. This is a 1995 movie. Right in the middle of the best decade ever. And that is a movie called Sudden Death, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, Alex, before this podcast, had you seen this movie and had you heard of it?
No to both.
Oh, so
this is the first time. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, it's crazy. Like, I haven't seen a lot of Van Damme movies. Like, the ones I saw is the ones I keep talking about, like Double Impact.
Oh, yeah.
Kickboxer, I think I've seen. Yeah. Bloodsport. I never seen Time Cop. I seen the poster and I heard a lot of people talk about it, but I never seen that before. Right. Hard Target, of course, because
we did
it.
Hard Target.
Yeah,
I'm same director as this movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see
Same director.
Oh, man.
Doing a little Time Cop, a little Sudden Death. Okay, good. So then The Quest. I know we're doing that this month. You've never seen it.
Mm-mm.
All right, Universal Soldier.
Of course.
Okay, yeah, and then what was our other one? Universal Soldier, The Quest. Oh, Bloodsport. Okay, so half of these you haven't seen, half of them you have seen.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun month, no matter what. All right. So let's just get right into this thing because I want to talk about this movie. Now, let me answer the question. I used to really like this movie when I was a kid. So you remember when we had Evan on and he was like Striking Distance was a movie he liked when he was a kid?
Yeah.
I saw this when I was like 10 and I was like, this is the best movie. I was 10. This is the best movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
They go to a hockey game. It's awesome. And I have not seen it since I was 10. So this was a childhood favorite and an adult never seen it. So I had to pencil it in when I made the schedule. So I'm excited to revisit it as a grown man. Let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And this is kind of weird. And it's not weird because they're not super high, but it's weird because with action, it's usually like the other way around. This has a 50% critic score.
Okay.
So pretty much split right down the middle. But the audience score is only a 39%.
Ooh.
So I think that's a little weird because, like I said, usually it's like critics don't care for these, but audiences are like, yeah, come on, that's fun. Not this time. Are you surprised by these numbers?
I'm mad surprised, especially watching this movie. I'm like, this movie needed to be a little bit higher than that. Yeah, this movie, this is a popcorn movie.
Well, you know what? You're saying all these things that are making me very excited to hear your opinion on it. So let's just get right into the movie. This is just like Bruce Willis Month. We're starting off a movie that's set in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Back to Pittsburgh, like Striking Distance. And our main character, played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's named Darren McCord. Very smart move here. Give him a name like that. He's Canadian. He's French-Canadian. So that they don't have to give him like a crazy, you know, European name. So Alex, what did you think?
Okay. I honestly, this is a 90s character, bro. Mm-hmm. 90s. But let's look at the facts here, okay?
Yeah.
He's a firefighter. Help me! With a little girl. Help me! I can be! Right? And I was like, whoa. I was like, I'm getting some acting here. I was like, okay. And the little girl just died in his arm. I said, yeah, man, I felt bad. I really felt bad. I was like, damn, like he literally smothered her because everything fell on her so she couldn't breathe. So I said, oh, man. And then a divorced guy, fire marshal now. I said, oh, man, this is a night. This is Die Hard in reverse. If you give him like back, right? Then the wife. Why did you come here? You should have let me know you're going to take him to a hockey game. And I was like, dang, you're a bitch. I was like, holy hell. Like, my man got him game seven to the cup. Yeah. And I was like, you're being a bitch. I was like, you know what? I hate you already. And I was
she said, we're taking him to a restaurant.
Yeah. Like, what kid would want to go to a restaurant? Yeah. Like, nah. So anyway, so I said, you know what? I said, I'm liking this movie already. I was like, you got a bitch wife. I was like, and you made him feel bad. And I was like, damn, I started to feel bad for him. But anyway, he's like a loser. And the daughter was like defending him. It's like, my father's a firefighter. And then he had a little kid with a suka soaker.
Little
Tiny Super Soaker. Yeah, little ass Super Soaker. And I'm like, yo, I'm like, this is so 90s. Anyway, at the end of everything, I gave him a 4. Mm-hmm. I thought he was great. And I'm not going to talk about his action stuff. Because I thought in terms of the character, like, I was looking at this as a character, right? He's a fire marshal after he lost his job. He got scared or whatever it is. And now he's focusing on his kids. He wants to take his kids to this hockey game, which I'm like, that's cool. If I was a fire marshal and I had kids and I know everybody in the stadium and I could go in with them, I think this is a pretty cool premise. And I was like, he's a really cool character. And I didn't feel like he was cheesy. I'm gonna be honest, his accent kind of worked for this character. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because sometimes his accent is horrible. You want to challenge me? Like, no, we didn't get no challenge today. Yeah. But I thought he worked very well. So I gave him a 4. I think he was great.
I agree. And you know what? Not only that. So yeah, you're right. And I'm glad they left off. They didn't go with every single trope. Because if you went with every trope, he'd also be like an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And have, you know, he's not an alcoholic. You know,
he just painkillers.
Yeah. No painkillers. Not addicted to drugs. He had a traumatic experience losing a child in his arms in a fire. So he can't, you know, he has to move to a different role. His kids are, you know, they love him. You could tell they love him, but they're kind of like, oh, he just changes light bulbs. Like, he's not that
cool. And she was like, no,
he's a fighter.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, he comes back to check on them, which, you know, you would a movie like this, they could have literally just left and that's it. But he always comes back, he checks on. So, good dad. He's a good dad. I actually love the scene at the end when the kid was like, I didn't move even when the things were exploding. And he gives him a hug. And Van Damme's acting is not bad in this movie at all. Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's good. It's not like Oscar, but it's good. Yeah. When you're talking action star type guys, yeah, I thought this was a very good performance. You're right. The accent works when he's speaking in French with Luc Robitaille. And, you know, he's asking him about, like, how's the game going to go? And he used to play hockey. Like, everything worked for me as far as, like, a 90s action movie guy. So I have no problems. He's not perfect because he has, like, a basic name. He doesn't have any, like, memorable lines. He doesn't.
Yeah.
You need that to get to the 5 for a 90s movie.
I agree.
But he's just under. He's a good 4. I liked him. And you know what else I liked him? He's more like, he's kind of MacGyver-y because he knows stuff about fire and flammable stuff. So when he makes a little bomb out of the powder in the jar, I was like, that he probably knows that because he was a firefighter. And you got
And then he did the pipe thing.
Oh, that's the best.
He did like, a spider thing?
Yeah. With the dart. Yeah. Like, he's practical. He doesn't like dominate every fight. Like, he gets beat up by that lady mascot, which we're going to talk about in action. But, you know, it's not like he just is dominating everybody. He goes through it, but he comes out because he's determined. I loved him. I thought he was great. All right, now I do want to talk about this. Our main villain, Joshua Foss, his name. Now he's played by a favorite. I know he was on Tombstone. His Powers Booth. A great actor. I like him. What did you think of this character?
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Him. If you want a villain, this guy is the poster villain.
He was in Sin City also. Remember, he was like that politician guy. He's such a dickhead.
He was in Extreme Prejudice too, right?
Oh,
he was
the best friend. He's made to be a villain.
He's made to be a cowboy because he looks dirty most of the time. And then he's made to be a villain. But anyway, my man Poe's Booth. And he was in Deadwood too. He was in Deadwood. Yeah.
The hits keep coming.
Yeah, the hits keep coming. Poster child for villainy. He shot everybody.
Yep.
And I loved it. This is a typical 90s villain, but take it to the extreme, to the action movie guy's criteria.
Yep.
He shot people. Oh, yes, he did. They didn't meet the time. He shot you in the face. Loved it. He was going to shoot the little girl. And I was like, damn. I was like, I like that. Mm-hmm. And he had the FBI guy in the wallet. I said, you know what? And he had the typical villain getaway. The helicopter with the damn hanging ladder. I said,
with a fake mustache.
With the fake and the wig.
And the Bobby Valentine disguise.
He did.
You put on a hat, a blonde wig, and a mustache.
That's
you're never going to catch me.
Yeah. I loved it, dude. I was like, you know what? He is a typical. I gave him a five. He did fight him at the end. He dropped a gun. He got on the helicopter. Now, that's going to go into action, the helicopter crash, because it's one of the best crashes I've seen in my life. But I think he, honestly, in terms of villain, he did something that Nero didn't do in the last episode. You know what I mean? Like, he really terrorized everybody. Yeah. So And he was going to blow up everything. So I was telling you, he was about to blow up that stadium. So that's another
I'll tell you what. I'm glad you said all this because I didn't want to have to be on this island by myself because I gave him a five. This is what I'm talking about. You know, I probably give out less fives for villain than anything else, even less than action, because they just like they're good, but they never cross the sometimes, but you got to cross the line. You got to have, not only do you have to kill people yourself, which, like you said, this guy would be walking around shooting people like, oh, first period, pop. Oh, there's the wife. They killed the old lady. They killed the old man. Like, they killed everybody. And I'm going to count his henchmen killing these people too, because he told them to. And that's jacked up. That old lady, she didn't do nothing. They could have let her live and nobody would have known the wiser, and they still killed her. That was jacked up. And then I love when she shoots the old guy and he's like, his wife was recently deceased. He would have been sad. It's like, what the heck? That's so evil. Great line. Great plan, right? He knows he's in the Secret Service, so he knows all this secret account, bank accounts, and he wants them to transfer the money so he could be rich. This is a classic plan. That's where I agree with you. This is like super 90s, like, there's a lot of money. I want it. He's willing to blow up a stadium with 15,000 people in it. You're right. I was like, he's going to shoot this kid. Because I don't remember this movie that much, but he's going to shoot this kid. But he didn't shoot the kid. But he shoots the mayor's wife. And then he shoots the mayor. And he's like, he won't be running again. He has great lines. Okay. And the thing you really have to have, that Powers Booth, he really has. You got to have charisma. You got to have a certain, you almost have to have charm. You know, like, man, if you weren't evil, I'd probably like you. You know what I mean? Like the way he talks, the way he looks at them. He doesn't have like a real awesome name or anything, but gosh darn it, this is a great villain. I came out of nowhere. I don't even remember, again, I was 10, so I wasn't paying attention to stuff like this, but I don't remember this movie having such a fantastic villain. 5 out of 5. This guy needs more love in the action movie world. Where's our Joshua Foss fan page for Powers?
I don't know.
He's great.
I don't know.
He's great. Okay, let's go to, let's go to action. What do you think about the action here?
Let me tell you about action. You want the Oscar for fighting in a 90s film? Sudden Death is it. And let me tell you, this thing has so much action. Mm-hmm. Okay. He fights a mascot in the kitchen. In the kitchen, okay? Yeah. Not the fact that you're going, oh my God, he ain't doing nothing to this person because he's behind like all this stuff. He's literally getting his ass kicked. Like, not even like, he's getting thrown all over the place to a Penguins the Pittsburgh Pirate mascot. Yeah. My favorite scene of that fight is when he picks him up and the fan is rotating and he's, you see him get caught? Yeah.
Yeah. He has one eye.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. I was like, this already is awesome. Mm-hmm. Then he says, officer, you know, these people are trying to take me to it. They take him to it. And he's like, wait a minute. And then he takes the bone and sticks it in the guy's throat. I said, this is getting awesome. And you see blood going everywhere. You got the 90s jump where he jumps from one end. He's like, ah. And I was like, I love this movie. And you got the Van Damme kick with hockey skates on. Oh, yeah. I'm like, this movie is dope. He's a goalie in a
NHL hockey finals game.
I caught the hockey
and
puck.
And he catches a save. Yeah, he
does. And out of the whole 50,000 people seen the game, he gave his son the sign language, I love you. And he's like, wait, my dad is on the field? And I said, this said movie is even the best. It reminded me of Naked Gun when he became the umpire. And he came out that, dude, this movie has, I'm not gonna lie, dude, it has some great action pieces. It did. It had the RPG.
Dude, they shoot rockets twice?
Three times. RPGs. I was like, oh my God. You literally, I mean, they fought in the training room. They fought everywhere, dude. He's dismantling bombs. I was like, this guy's a bomb expert from a fire marshal. I said, this is even better. I don't know. And then that ending with the helicopter staying straight vertical, going down. And I went, what the fuck is this physics? Who thought of this? Because physically, there is no way it's going to stay that staying just like this.
Like it was just on a ladder going straight down.
I was like, it looked like they were just lowering it down so they don't like destroy the roof of the place. Horrible. But that ending was amazing. I said, you know what? This is cool. Honestly, I'm going to do it. I'm giving it a 5. Whoa. I love the action in this movie. Sudden death is awesome.
You know what else? Two, even like, because I sometimes count it as like action. The pace of this movie is like, it's nonstop. As soon as you get to the hockey game, it's almost like one big action scene. Because I even count the suspense stuff, right? Like he's hiding when he's walking up the stairs, they're coming up the stairs and he's like hiding and he's running under the thing and they're chasing him. And that's all kind of action. You know what I mean? Like it's moment. It's not a story. It's just, you know, things happening. He's running. He's under the bleachers, taking off the bombs. Bro, when he plays in the I don't remember him playing in the hockey game. That might have been my favorite part ever. Yeah. This guy puts on the pads. He comes out and the coach is like, how you feeling? You feeling better? And he just goes like this. He's like, get in the game. And then he's scared. He's like, oh no, please keep the puck away. Like go away, whatever. And then he goes, and he catches the puck. He looks in. And then he just decks the dude so he can get ejected. Punches the guy right in the head. He gets ejected. Oh my gosh, I love it. Also, the fight in the locker room with the black guy, he totally let that trainer get shot just so he could kill that guy. The trainer's like, hey man, what are you doing? And Jean-Claude Van Damme doesn't tell him to move, duck, nothing. He just looks at him. The black guy comes in, shoots him, and that's when he hits him with the high kick with the skate on. Man, this movie, it's definitely cheesy. You're right. The helicopter, on one hand, it's cheesy because of the way it looks. But also, at least it is not CGI. Like, they just built a helicopter and dropped it onto this ice and slowly, and then it crumples up and explodes. I love it. You're right. Ever since I talked about loving rocket launchers, I feel like we've watched like 5 movies in a row.
Started noticing the rocket launchers.
I spoke it into existence. I love rocket launchers. And Tears of the Sun had some. This one had one. And this one's great because it's the guy with the pink shirt who shot the old lady. He's just like, takes it out of his lunchbox, shoots the helicopter. I would give it a 5. It's nonstop. It's like pretty much nonstop action. Most of it looks really good. There's a little bit of green screen here and there, but you know, as expected, it's 1995, not now. But you also have a lot of stunt work, which I love. Like guys swinging, when the guy's swinging over the thing on the light, when Van Damme comes like ziplining into the thing with the bomb.
That was dope.
It was a great shot. Like, there's a shot from behind where the camera's like following him and he throws the jar and it goes, and he jumps in the hole. And he just like spraying it. 5 out of 5. I don't want to put it back on right now. 5 out of 5. You know what's crazy? Right,
remember when those bad guys took over the van in the beginning? Yeah. Yo, they literally emptied the clip on the guy.
Oh, yeah. He's like, hey, we don't want to kill you. They had to reload after that.
They literally emptied the entire clip. Oh, everyone had Uzis in this movie.
Yeah, it was great. I love it. I love small machine guns. They're the best.
Yeah, the Uzi, is a 5.
It's a 5. Dude, like this... I still love this movie. I loved it when I was 10. I love it now. I don't even care. All right, let's get to the part where we may have to, you know, uh-oh, say some stuff. What do you think about the storyline?
It's a 4.
Okay, that's reasonable.
It's great. It's a great story. You know what? And I'm like, is this going to be a stupid ass storyline? No. It actually, yo, dude, let me just tell you something. For a movie that takes place in an NHL play, a final game of the Stanley Cup, it's very thought out. Like, they really thought it out. I mean, I don't know how, I mean, people would have heard all the gunshots and everything in the stadium because, like, people would have came out buying popcorn. So that kind of was kind of weird and everything. But I thought in terms of being in confined in the owner's booth and all that stuff, and I was like, you know what? Plausible. But I kind of enjoyed it. It elevated the stakes. Are they going to blow up the bomb? Like I kind of liked it. The storyline with Van Damme, like, he was the only man that could save the vice president. I was like, this is cool. This is some, like, Stallone Arnold thing. And I'm like, I liked it. Honestly, it's not over the top action. Like, I mean, when I mean over the top, I mean like that whole cheesy over the top.
Super
90s.
Cheesy. There's cheese, no, it's but not. It's not like mega cheesy.
Yeah, like he didn't fly through a window to stop. Like, he literally, it was pretty cool. And I love practical stunts. Mm-hmm. And I think 90s action keeps showing us what we're missing in new modern age action movies, because the scene in the stadiums were dope. I don't care. Them opening up the retractable roof and they're fighting over it and you can see how high it is. Yeah. I'm like, that is really cool. Him jumping and zip lining through the, and you see that they really did it. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. Them exploding the actual Jumbotron in the stadium.
I guess one of my people were really favorite there. Parts because of the announcers.
Yeah, they were so holy shit.
It just gets up. Yeah, they laugh. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, but again, it was so and then you could see when the helicopters drop, you could see they actually blew the damn thing up inside the stadium. Like, yeah, they had to pay a lot of money for that, but I think it was really well done. The storyline was cool. They were trying to get money into the thing. It was not over-explained. You didn't need to need a degree. I liked it. I gave it a 4. It was great.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. You know, this had a better storyline than I thought it was gonna. I was like, if I liked this when I was 10, this is probably stupid. And yeah, there's cheese. Like, okay, him getting into the hockey game. It turns out to be a fun scene to watch, but it's like, just kind of silly. Like, otherwise, if this was the case, anybody just get into the locker room. It was pretty easy for them to navigate around there, but it's a movie. You know, it's fine. He's the fire marshal. I get why he can, but them other dudes are just walking around down there in the locker room, like, no security, no nothing.
With guns. I was like, okay.
Yeah, what's going on here? And the vice president's there and they don't have more security, but yeah, whatever. It's fine. I could overlook it. It's entertainment. So there's that. That's kind of silly. Other than that, I think the plot of the movie is good. You know, you have these guys, they have this plan. They know the vice president's going to be there. They know he's the one that they're going to use to have access to get this money. They've rigged the Stanley Cup Game 7. It's going to be a packed house. They've rigged the arena with explosives so that if they don't get, they pretty much are holding 15,000 people hostage, essentially. So for an action, you got to remember, we're watching action movies here. That's a good plot. It is a good, solid plot with a little cheese sprinkled on top. That's why it's not going to get a 5 from me, but I gave it a 4 too. I think, sure, it's a little, it's similar to Die Hard. Die Hard, instead of a building, it's in a hockey stadium.
Yeah.
But so what? Die Hard's a great movie. Like, you could copy something worse than one of the greatest action movies of all time. So, and you're right. Like, I love the practical stuff too. Even when he's climbing outside, when he throws the rope and he's like climbing, like, it might not have been him, but it was someone climbing something out there, and it was great. So, okay, what is your overall?
All right, so I'm gonna have to do it because you know what? Since my man Van Damme talks French, and I'm a little French linguistics up in here. This movie has the itchy itchy yaya. And ooh, that is a 4 out of 5 if you're French people. That is what that means.
It's yeah, 4. Oh my gosh.
If you're French, you know what I'm talking about. This movie is itchy, itchy, yeah, yeah. This is a 4 out of 5. This movie is great. And I want it in my collection. I told my wife, I was like, I got to get me this movie on Blu-ray. Because this movie, I was like, I don't want it on 4K.
I don't want it on
4K. I just want it on Blu-ray.
It
I don't
got the
need
right
the
amount of grain in it.
Yes. Like I don't want it to be touched up. I don't want it to be enhanced. It's just the perfect amount of cheese out of my TV. That's what I want. And this movie got it. I like this movie a lot, Nate. I'm not lying to you. I want to see it again.
It's very rewatchable.
It's very rewatchable. Yes. Yeah, so 4 out of 5.
I have the same score. I'm so glad that this wasn't one of those episodes where I had to come in and watch a movie that I liked as a kid and be like, what the heck was I thinking? This movie's horrible. I probably liked it more now as an adult than I did as a kid. And that's because of the villain. Like, I didn't care about stuff like that when I was a kid. I was just like, they're at a hockey game. That's really cool. It had ESPN branding everywhere. Like, it was very realistic. It had the old ESPN music from the 90s on the hockey game. The only thing I don't like is I meant to say this in storyline. When they got the guy Hallmark, that's funny that his name is Hallmark, the FBI guy, like, the reveal is kind of awkward. Like, it seems like he's not a bad guy at all, and all of a sudden he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it was handled a little weird, but then that dude gets, my favorite part is when he has the little lighter and the little squirt gun, and he's like, what are you gonna drown me? He goes, no, and he lights him on fire. Oh my gosh, with a tiny squirt gun and a lighter. It's one of my favorite parts. Also, Powers Booth, when he has the lighter that looks like a bomb, a detonator.
Oh, that was so funny.
I gotta do it. and a little flame comes out the top. 4 out of 5. This is a great movie. Yeah, it's a great action movie. Let me say that. This is a great action movie. Highly rewatchable. I'm glad I bought it on Blu-ray, because when I put it on schedule, like, I gotta buy this thing. I don't want to rent it. I want to buy it. And I saw I had a Blu-ray, and I said, oh, you're coming home with me. All right.
I had to rent it for $4.
Put in the rest of the money and buy it.
How much did you buy it used?
I think I paid like, I bought it brand new. And I think I paid like $14.
No, it's
like
not bad.
13 or 14. It looks good. It's it's universal. It doesn't look horrible, but it has the film grain, so it looks like very 90s. I love it. All right. What's your total points? I think it should be same as mine.
22 out of 25.
Same. Love. Yeah, we both got a 22. Yeah. What a week. I mean, we had a 24 for Star Trek, a 22 for Sudden Death. Who saw that coming? But, sometimes we watch the movie that is like, this is a pure action film. And I feel like, and I do it on purpose when I schedule, you want to mix it in like, okay, what's a very big commercial movie? This is like just action. There's nothing else about it. And I'm hoping the rest of this month goes the same. So let me talk about what we got coming up next week. We're going to be doing a little Star Trek Into Darkness. And then our next Van Damme movie is going to be from the early 90s, Universal Soldier, directed by disaster movie extraordinaire Roland Emmerich. So I have not seen that movie. I don't remember it. So it'll almost be like a first time watch. I know Dolph Lundgren's in there too, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's what we got coming up.
Yeah. So I saw Universal Soldiers when the 4K came out.
Okay.
I picked it up.
I have it, and I just have not watched it.
It holds up.
Ooh.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw it on 4K, first of all, the transfer is amazing on it. So I think you're going to like the way it looks. My thing is, it looks way too crispy. And I guess it's because it's 4K. I don't know. I'm very, when it comes to that stuff, like, I'm very like, keep it the way it looked. Just give it the little enhanced. So I don't know. I should have just kept my Blu-ray.
Yeah. And I know I wanted to put Time Cop on this month, but
yeah,
I ended up going with The Quest because I went with, so this movie's like pure action, universal action, but like kind of like sci-fi almost mixed in. And then The Quest and Bloodsport are similar. I think they're like fighting movies. So I wanted to have something that shows off more his fighting. So that's why I picked two of those. So hopefully it works out, but we're at this rate, we might have to do Van Damme Dose Month, and we go right back to it, baby, because he got like 66 movies. You know what else too? He's a lot younger than a lot of these other guys. Like, he's only 63 now, which means when he was making these movies in the 80s, he was in his 20s and early 30s. He could have really, if he was more popular, I feel like he could have went longer than even like Stallone is like almost 80. Schwarzenegger is like 80. So he got a good 15 years younger than them. So he could have had more longevity if he was more popular.
Yeah. I mean, and he had a heart attack in a young age too.
That's true too.
I believe.
Jacked him up a little bit.
Yeah, that must have jacked him up doing films. But
hey, he got a long list of movies for us to choose from. So,
I mean, yeah, if we do Van Damme Deuce, that's going to be Van actually Dose. Pretty cool.
Van Dose. That's what we'll call it.
Yeah, Van Dose month. Yeah, if we do that, I mean, I'm down for it. If it's like Sudden Death, I'm all up for it. I'm gonna buy Blu-rays all over the place.
There gotta be another one in there, right? I mean, I haven't even seen a lot of his movies, so.
Same here.
There'll be some hidden gems in there.
It has to be. Car Target was like, I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then we got Sudden Death, and I'm like, wait a minute, dude. I think we hit.
Van Damme, the secret action god?
I think so, dude. I think we just hit a gold mine of action right now.
He fights a mascot lady, and he fries her hand? Nasty fried hand?
Yeah.
All right, well, figure it out.
That's going to be fun. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram also at Geeks and Flicks. Check out our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.